What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, we had something happen this weekend in baseball that has never happened before in the history of baseball, and that is rookie with the Sacramento A's, Nick Kurtz. He went 6-for-6 and had 4 home runs in one game, ended up with 8 RBI as well, in an A's 15-3 win over the Houston Astros. But he is the first rookie ever to have 4 home runs in one game, and also the 20th player in the history of baseball to ever have 4 home runs in one game. So what a welcome to baseball moment for Nick Kurtz. I mean, there hasn't really been much to say about the Sacramento A's this year. They've been a very awful team. But that is some shit you want to see for sure. That's a great way to get some asses in some seats there. Even though it happened in Houston, but still, man, it's just crazy. Every time he came up to bat, it was like he just got on base, and 4 of the times it went out of the park. It was just a crazy, crazy thing to see, and it's always great to see things that happened for the first time ever in the history of baseball, since baseball's been around for hundreds of freaking years at this point. Then in a little bit of bad baseball news, probably the best closer in the league, Emmanuel Clase, with the Cleveland Guardians, he has been suspended, and not for anything like steroid related. He didn't smack his woman around or anything. It has to do with sports gambling. Now, there aren't any details, at least from what I looked up. The articles that I read that didn't have any specifics as to basically what is going on with this. But he is suspended right now with pay because they have to do their investigation. About a month or two ago, the Guardians also had their starting pitcher, Luis Ortiz. He was also suspended as well and placed on leave for the same thing, for sports gambling. And apparently there wasn't a lot of details, but it kind of seems like they're both connected in a way. But like I said, not a lot of details, but unfortunately for the Guardians, Clase is actually going to be out for the time being. Don't know when he's coming back, but he's definitely going to be out for now. And I'm sure some more details will trickle in, but definitely a huge blow to the Cleveland Guardians. All right, moving on to my top 10 MLB power rankings for this week, and we have a lot of movement because a few teams are slumping really bad right now. 3 teams in particular who have pretty much been riding high all season long, or riding high at least heading into the All-Star break, but since All-Star break, they have not been able to get going. But we do have us a new number one this week, and they absolutely deserve it. I've been hesitant to put them here, but they deserve it 100%, and that is the Toronto Blue Jays. Overall record of 63-43. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. They took out 2 top-tier teams this week and did it handedly as well. But they're getting it done with some good pitching, some good defense, and just getting on base and just driving in the runs. Bassett's having a fantastic season. Gausman's having a good season. Bo Bichette, he started off the season quiet. He's been battling through some injuries. But now, post-All-Star break, Bichette's been looking solid. I kind of feel like that's part of playing a part of a role here as to why the Blue Jays are starting to get going. But it kind of feels like everybody is playing a role. There really isn't anybody having a down moment with the Toronto Blue Jays. Like I said, I've been hesitant to put them here, but they've been having a very solid month of baseball, and you got to recognize it at this point. Then at number 2 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Chicago Cubs. Overall record of 62-43. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Kansas City Royals, but took the series over the Chicago White Sox. And, you know, I've been saying it multiple times this season, and here we are again. They have a new starting pitcher who is coming right at the gate. He's playing excellent baseball right now, and that is Boyd. He's got 11 wins on the season, a 2.20 ERA, and 108 strikeouts. So he is having a great year. Hopefully, he does not get injured, because that is the thing with the Cubs. They get a dude who's an ace. He's ace material, who's having a fantastic year, who's just dominating in every single way, shape, and form, and then he hits the injury list. And So that's just the shitty thing with the Cubs. But right now, Boyd is playing solid baseball and, you know, offensively still the top team in the league. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the New York Mets, overall record of 62-44. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they swept the Los Angeles Angels and swept the San Francisco Giants. And Juan Soto is starting to heat up. He is batting at .252 with 25 home runs and 62 RBI. I told you he was going to get going. I knew him starting off cold to start the season was not going to last. He just needed to find his way, and so far he's found his way. Also, the Mets are starting to get some guys back from their injured list, so look out for the Mets because they really haven't fallen off at all. They've been able to battle through these injuries, and now that they're getting Senga back, now that it looks like they're going to be getting a few other guys back from the injured list, look out for the New York Mets because now Juan Soto is starting to get going as well. Then at number four on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Philadelphia Phillies, overall record of 60-45. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the they took the series over the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Kyle Schwarber continues his monster season with 36 home runs, 84 RBI. Also made a huge defensive play over the weekend as well. Then you also look at Trey Turner, who's having a phenomenal year himself. I really actually haven't discussed him a lot just because it kind of feels like Trey Turner's having a typical Trey Turner season. Right now he's batting a .293 with 11 home run and 44 RBI. He's been kind of their silent assassin. I mean, he's just been having a very solid year. Bryce Harper is finally starting to find some consistency himself. So it's kind of looking like the Philadelphia Phillies are here to play. Both them and the Mets, like I said, they're battling it out for their division, and here they go back and forth every week so far between who has the division lead. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Milwaukee Brewers, overall record of 62-43. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Seattle Mariners and lost the series to the Miami Marlins. And they're getting a lot of work out of their starting pitchers. I mean, this is a starting pitching staff that just came out of nowhere. They've got some young guys coming up out of nowhere. One of them is Mizorowski. He has really just come right out the gate. I mean, he made the All-Star game. That's what kind of a season he's having right now. So he's having a phenomenal year. And then just the Brewers are just putting it together in all ways, shapes, and forms, just like the Blue Jays. They're just playing fantastic on the offensive side of the ball, putting it together defensively. And the starting pitching staff is really just they're really difficult to score on right now. Then at number six on my top 10 MLB power rankings, a team that is falling. But they're still here, and I expect them to still be here. I just kind of feel like this is a little bit of a slump for them, especially because they are battling through injuries, and that is the Los Angeles Dodgers. Overall record of 61-45. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Minnesota Twins, but lost the series to the Boston Red Sox. And that really is why the Dodgers, to me, keep falling in my top 10, because these other teams are winning, but also it kind of feels like every time they get going, then they lose to a team like the Red Sox, and they got smashed by the Red Sox. It really wasn't even a close series, but I will say Will Smith is having a fantastic year. He is batting a .324 right now with 14 home runs and 48 RBI. It's just the Dodgers are having zero issue scoring runs. They're getting a lot of offensive production. Mookie Betts, it seems to be kind of breaking out of his slump as well. They're getting some of their starting pitchers back, which is what they really need. Otani's actually had a couple of his starts that he's come out the gate. He looks pretty solid so far. So, I mean, it kind of feels like as the season wears on, he might get better with each and every game. But with that being said, the Dodgers just really haven't found any consistency since the All-Star break. And they just kind of keep falling every week, and now they've fallen down again this week. But the team that's taken the biggest tumble this week is the team that's been number one for the majority of this season, and that is the Detroit Tigers. 61-46 on the season, and 2-8 in their last 10 games, which is why they've fallen all the way down to number seven this week. They got swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates and almost got swept by the Toronto Blue Jays. They were really lucky that Flaherty came out and had a solid outing yesterday, because they just have not looked good since the All-Star break. This has been a team, and I've been trying to not tumble them this far, but like I said, all these other teams are starting to step it up. I mean, the Blue Jays have been playing probably the best baseball the last month. Then you got the Brewers, who have also been playing great baseball the last month. You've got the Mets, who've been playing consistent baseball all season. You got the Cubs, who've been consistently great all season. Philly. So it's just like, you've got all these teams that are keeping it moving, while Detroit is just really, really taking a fall back since the second half of the season started. So we'll see what happens. Trade deadline is coming up. It's sounding like they might make some moves for some help in the bullpen. But so far, Detroit has not looked good to start the second half of the season. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, another team that is falling back that was really hot prior to the All-Star break, and that is the Houston Astros. Overall record of 60-46. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Arizona Diamondbacks, but got swept, and their ass is beat by the Sacramento A's. Now, one thing that's happening with the Houston Astros, it's been happening all season, but it's really starting to take its toll right now. And that is the injuries. The injuries are really killing them. There's really no timetable on when Yordan Alvarez is going to be back. So who knows when we're going to see him. But it's just the injuries keep piling up. They're not really playing an inconsistent baseball. But with that being said, they still have the lead in their division by, I believe, 4 games. I didn't write it down, but I'm pretty sure they have a 4-game lead over the Seattle Mariners right now. And the Mariners haven't played any consistent baseball as of late themselves. So I kind of feel like if the Astros are just able to break out of this slump, they're going to be good. But right now, the injury bug is really killing them. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the New York Yankees, overall record of 57-48. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Toronto Blue Jays and lost a series to the Philadelphia Phillies. And even worse, the worst news you could probably receive for the Yankees, and that is Aaron Judge is headed to the injured list. Now, at first, it sounded like it was going to be bad news because it was his elbows. Apparently, he's got some elbow pain. And when you hear elbow pain from a dude who hits like Aaron Judge, you're like, oh God, please do not be some type of season-ending injury, because that's what it kind of sounded like. They get the diagnostics back, and it looks like it's just a strain. So he has been put on the injured list. But we all know Aaron Judge is the backbone of this New York Yankees team. Yes, the starting pitching has looked phenomenal all season long. Max Fried has played a fantastic year. He's just been pitching out of his mind. But the offensive source of life for the Yankees is Aaron Judge. He's also provided them some great defense as well. And the Yankees' only consistent bat right now is Aaron Judge, for the most part. I mean, Jazz, he's been hitting them out the park lately, but for the most part, it's pretty much Aaron Judge and maybe somebody else steps it up. So this is going to be interesting to see if the Yankees are even able to get through this time period without Aaron Judge, because he is their dude, he is their offense, and he is everything to this team. And I wouldn't be shocked if they end up having a little bit of a slump here, an even worse slump than they've been having without Aaron Judge. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week at the San Diego Padres, overall record of 57-49. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Miami Marlins, but split the series with the St. Louis Cardinals. Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. are just lighting it up with their bats this year. Machado especially. I mean, Machado is just, I guess you got to say he's just doing Machado things, because this is basically what he does every year. It's just, I kind of feel like now we're so used to it, we don't even talk about it anymore. But Machado is batting a 300 with 19 home runs and 66 RBI on the season. He is leading the team in all categories there. Then you got Fernando Tatis basically behind him in all these categories as well, batting a 268 with 17 home runs and 44 RBI on the season. So the Padres are getting, They look solid on the offensive side of the ball. It's just they're not that consistent themselves. To me, they're still the typical Padres. They look good, but are they going to be good once we hit the postseason? Do you believe in them? Are they going to have any type of consistency? Are we going to see them, you know, be able to make some type of run here? That has yet to be seen to me. But they're still playing solid baseball. I mean, they're well over 500 right now. They're competing right up there with the Dodgers. I still think the Dodgers are easily going to take their division, but they're still right there for the NL West, but also definitely one of the leaders for the wild card as well. So that's the top 10 MLB power rankings for this week. Enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.